All right. Good afternoon to everyone. We are now joined by our second place finisher, driver of the number 54, Kyle Benjamin. And Kyle, a great first truck race for you. I know that you were hoping you could be just a little bit closer there at the end. You made a good move there in the final turn, but just wasn't enough. But talk a little bit about this weekend and just coming home second in your first Camp World Truck Series start this weekend.
First off, I'd like to thank the team for the opportunity. It was a great truck. They gave me an awesome piece, and unfortunately, at the end right there, we needed a long run to pass the leader. We didn't get it. I felt like our truck was better lap 10 and on, so I was hoping for a long run at the end. We just didn't get what we needed there, but we had a very fast, really fast truck, and I think it showed on that one long green flag run we had how much speed we did have there. But yeah, I thought also, you know, not being able to really close up on them for, you know, those first few laps, I had it in my mind I was going to try something off of four on the last lap. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to get by him, but I thought I'd try to give him a run for his money.
All right, we'll go ahead and take questions for Kyle. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation. Any questions for Kyle? Okay, we'll talk with Mike.
How do you draw the line on how far you'll go on that last lap? You made a really good move. I guess you could have gone a little further, but how do you decide what you're going to do and not do on that last lap?
One, you don't want to make any enemies, and I try to race people how I want to be raced. You know, I'm fine moving somebody if it's for a win, but not anything out of control. I mean, something where you can just get a run on them, not knock them up the track and cause any huge problems. That's not how I want to be raced, and I'm not going to race other people like that. So I'm just pretty much trying to do to others what you want done to yourself. Or would be okay with being done to yourself.
All right. We'll go ahead quickly and introduce our third place finisher, driver of the number 16, Brett Moffitt. And Brett, talk a little bit about your day today, coming home third. How was your race here at Martinsville?
Well, if Kyle would have just taken him a little farther into three. No, Kyle did a great job. We had a pretty good icing group, Tundra. We didn't have quite the speed that they had up front, but Scott Zibidelli called a really good race, and we kind of made up some spots on strategy, putting new tires on late, and I guess we brought quite a few people down pit road with us, so we only ended up losing one spot on that last stop. And, you know, to get out of Martinsville, another top three, that's top three since Daytona, so good start to the season, and just wish we could have been a little bit faster today.
All right, we will go ahead and continue with questions. Anybody in the press box have a question for Kyle or Brett? All right, we'll come back downstairs. Any questions? All right, they're going to let you guys off early today. Thank you for coming in. Congratulations on great runs, and we'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.